Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Hi, this is Lynn Walker, and welcome to another episode of the Immigration Update Podcast, the show that keeps you informed about your rights and responsibilities when traveling. For today's topic, we're going to talk about what every lawful permanent resident should know when returning to the United States. When you arrive at the airport or land port of entry, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, also known as CBP, will decide whether you're a returning resident or arriving alien. If you're classified as a returning resident, you should be admitted quickly. But if CBP suspects you've abandoned your status, stayed abroad too long, committed certain crimes, or have other immigration concerns, they will consider you to be an arriving alien and you may be placed in secondary inspection. Now, secondary inspection isn't an automatic sign of trouble, but it can mean hours of questioning, biometric scans, and even searches of your phone or laptop. Remember, you can always ask for a receipt if they take your electronic devices. CBP may even ask you to sign a Form I-407, which is a record of abandonment of lawful permanent resident status. Here's a critical warning. Never sign Form I-407 without speaking to a lawyer. Only an immigration judge can take away your green card, and the government has to meet a high burden of proof to do so. If you refuse to sign Form I-407, CBP must issue you a Notice to Appear, or NTA, for immigration court so that you may assert your rights. If you're detained, you still have rights. You can contact your consulate. You can ask for a lawyer, even if CBP may not allow it right away. You can remain silent and refuse to sign documents you don't understand. You have the right to review any statements prepared for you in a language you do know, or you can request to have an interpreter read it if needed. Here's another tip. If you're asked about your political beliefs, religion, or activism, you do not have to answer. Before you travel, speak with an immigration attorney, especially if you have a criminal record, pending case, prior immigration violations, or are a conditional resident. Carry your lawyer's and your consulate's contact information. Let your family know your travel plans, and consider bringing a signed Form G-28 from your attorney. The bottom line, preparation and knowledge are your best defenses. Know your rights, exercise them calmly, and seek legal help as soon as possible if you're detained. Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast. Subscribe for more quick tips to keep your practice sharp and your clients protected.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.